and they provide prompt quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler, and kind of working through that list of opening soons. And let's see, what side of town are we on now?
Well, we're over in the West Loop shopping area. KSU Credit Union, that's an existing facility and on Anderson Avenue. They've been doing some alterations in there. That's also one, Kathy, that since the last time I was here, their brand new facility on McCall Avenue. We did a ribbon cutting for them. Beautiful facility. That's their third location in Manhattan, and that's also where their corporate offices are now on McCall Avenue. But they have been doing some updating to their other facility. We have it at Hilton Heights in Claflin, Knorr Residence Apartment Building. And then over at 2735 Pembroke Place, Advanced Dermatology is building a new building at that location. A new project, WTC Company is putting a second location. They're based out of Wamego, and they have taken some office space in the Blue Earth Plaza. WTC is putting fiber optic into Manhattan. They've come down the Highway 24 corridor, and they're just getting ready to start putting this fiber optic cable into the downtown, and then eventually they're going to spread throughout the entire business community, and they're going to be offering fiber optic. Initially, it's just going to be to businesses. They're focusing on the business community, and so it gives another opportunity to be able to get some high-speed access for businesses, and maybe later they'll consider the residential areas. Over on Fort Riley Boulevard, Howie's Recycling has been doing an alteration, and then American Family, John Harper, is relocating to 701 Fort Riley Boulevard. And then again, part of a big city project is that they're going to be constructing a new Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. Construction is to begin in 2018. Over in the Grand Mere area, again, lots of activity. There's several locations that have some buildings that are there, and they don't have offices in them yet, or they haven't announced any tenants. A couple of construction projects, housing projects, Prairie Village and Hartford Hill, which we've talked about before. Probably something new is the First Christian Church has purchased some land out in Grand Mere to build a new facility out at that location. And so we'll be keeping an eye on that. And over on Highway 24, going back out east, Creche, which is a daycare child care facility, which has a west side location, is now going to have a east side location, and they will be opening here late summer at 8200 Southport Drive, and that's in the Heritage Square South. So that'll be their second location. Aldi's on the east side at 140 East Points Avenue is doing an expansion and a complete remodel of their store. Our understanding is that they're going to close the store on July 3rd for about a month for remodeling. So that's a very significant change and addition and expansion. Home of the Flint Hills is going in at Highway 24 and Flush Road. Five Below, which is a discount liquor store, will be going in at 401 East Points Avenue next to Academy Sports. And again, that's another one. Since I was in a month ago, Academy Sports officially has opened and operating now. And that, of course, all of that is the former Kmart location. And so that's been going on. At Kansas State University, and I know you have lots of folks that come in and talk about the projects and those that are happening, is that the Little Theater and Forum Hall has been doing a renovation. And that, of course, is all inside the K-State Union, which has been going through a total remodel and revamp. And they hope to have most of that finally wrapped up here by the time school starts this fall. And then JP's Restaurant, which has one location, is going to add a second location in the Student Union, and they hope to have that open late in 2017. Lafine Health Center is K-State purchased the building at 1105 Sunset Avenue, and that's now the headquarters for Lafine Health Center and some of their K-State's operation. We've already talked about the K-State Foundation and them opening their second building. And then a couple of fraternities, sororities, Pike, I think that's right, PKE House and Beta House are doing new construction. And so that is underway. Manco Windows, we should talk about some of the alterations they're doing. And Menards is doing some expansion and doing some remodeling there. And they've moved the lawn care under roof and providing some more space. So still, we have lots of things that are going on. That's what we have. That's what I have now. I'm sure the public sees lots of other things that I don't see all the time. And the calls that we've had this morning early identified some of those that I did not have on my list that will get on the list.
And I appreciate those. And a couple do involve closings. I mean, Dairy Queen, of course, being temporarily closed, although, as we just noted, 10 months or so. But Sirloin Stockade, a lot of interest in that. I know we went out immediately, got a quick picture, and weren't able to get much more information, but it was pretty obvious that things were different there. So
yeah, and you know, there's always things that are constantly going on and in the works, and which still speaks pretty good for Manhattan. We've had a little bit, and I know you've reported, Kathy, our total retail sales in our market have been kind of flat for a few months, and you know, I think there's several reasons for that. I mean, even on a national scale, if you look at the nation and the national economy, retail sales have been kind of soft here the last couple of months. And I think that also has been reflected in our community. Why that is, I don't know. The retailers don't know. The other thing that continues to go on, and we've talked about it, and I think city folks have talked about it, is the continued migration of people shopping online. And in my lifetime yet, I think we're going to continue to see that continue, and it seems to be picking up pace more and more. Internet retail sales again nationally are up significantly, and brick and mortar sales, retail sales, are flat and declining. And if that trend continues, then you're going to see, not just in Manhattan, but you're going to see it in Wichita and Topeka and Kansas City and Dallas and Denver and wherever you go, you're going to see less and less retail. In fact, on the national news that I heard on K-Man, I think it was Monday, in one of your company that owns several women's clothing lines, I think it was Lane Bryant and Dress Barn, they announced that by the end of the year they're going to be closing over 400 stores in the United States. Whether that affects anything here locally or not, we don't know yet. But you're just going to continue to see that. And again, it isn't a reflection of Manhattan. It's a reflection that people nationally and locally are buying more and more and more online.
Our society's changing, I think, quite frankly, and you've got to almost be creative anymore to keep up with it all.
And it's
kind of sad, the mom-and-pop operations.
It's very tough on them.
Yes.
And it's tough on the city, the state, the county, and again, this is nationally, is that sales tax revenue is one of the ways that we fund government on a state and local and regional level, and there's no sale on internet or sales tax, and companies aren't required to do it. A few do it, but not all of them do it. And so as that continues, then it's going to force the places like Manhattan and Riley County and Pottawatomie County, Gary County, and the state of Kansas to to really, you know, examine that. But so we're going to continue to see those changes, and I don't think anybody sees that, at least anything that I've been reading, that trend is going to change. People just find the convenience. The next thing that people are jumping onto, and again, our local grocery store chains are doing it, is that you can order groceries online and pick it up. And I ran across somebody the other day who was family members were ill, and they were ill, and so they called went online and ordered their groceries. Never thought they'd do that, and then when they went and got, just walked in and picked them up because they were all ready to go, and said, you know what, this is so convenient for me, I'm going to continue to do that. So there's people predicting, again, not immediately, but 10 years, 15 years down the road, your grocery stores will disappear, and you'll have warehouses, and you'll just have stuff delivered to your door, or you'll drive through a big warehouse, and they'll just put the packages and the boxes or bags in the back of your car.
Dave has something to add.
And this is on a different topic.
Sure.
This is on a different topic. This has to do with transient guest tax, which those revenues from hotels, et cetera, go to typically the Chamber's Convention and Visitors Bureau. I understand that there's been some discussion with the City Commission lately about utilizing some of the TGT money for lowering the city's debt. Do you have some perspective and some comments on that from the Chamber perspective?
Yeah, I think, Dave, and that gets real complicated for our listeners, but let's start with a couple of basic things. The transient guest tax, just so everybody knows what it is actually initially authorized by the state of Kansas to allow cities and counties to initiate a tax on hotel rooms. So no one pays it in Manhattan unless you stay in your local hotel. Now, you and I, Dave, if we go to Topeka or we go to Kansas City for the weekend or Denver or Dallas or wherever we're going and we stay in a hotel, most every city and county, city and or county in the United States has a transient guest tax. And that money that's collected from staying in a hotel room, this is over and above what a sales tax rate would be. And again, it's only on hotel rooms. That money, then a city or county can initiate a tax. And that money in general is supposed to be used to promote bringing people to your community. So conferences, conventions, sporting events, those kinds of things, because if you bring people to your community, they spend money in your community. And in fact, we've just recently, last year, did a study on that to talk about the amount of money people spend when they come and visit our community. And it's a huge amount of money. So it works to our advantage. So what you're talking about is that cities and counties have said, well, that's not taxing the local citizens. That's taxing people that come here to visit, so maybe we should use some of that money to do other things with. And so the city, this is not new this year, and it's not just to Manhattan, Kansas, but cities have said maybe we could use that revenue for other projects so that we don't have to put it on the property tax, local property taxpayers. So there is discussion going on at the city this year about maybe even increasing our transient guest tax, which currently sits at 6%. The CVB gets 5% to market Manhattan. 1% goes to underwrite the cost of the Discovery Center so that doesn't get onto the property tax roll. And then there's a possibility that they might increase the transient guest tax to 7% sometime in 2018, and that additional money could be used for a variety of different projects or programs in the community. And again, I think the city commission, all five of the city commissioners, I was at the budget work session this last Tuesday night. They're trying to focus on keeping the property taxes down and not have an increase, if at all possible, for 2018, and whether they get there or not, they've got a way. They've made some good steps forward, but they've got some additional discussions. There's a lot more work sessions over the next 45 days where they're going to continue to talk about the budget and what they do, but they've made no decisions on that. I think as a chamber, we want to just make sure that we don't get sidestepped too far with that money. There are things that I think that the money can be used for that still would work to keep property taxes down, but at the same time would allow a continuation of allowing projects or programs to go forward that would continue to help bring visitors to our community. Because when they spend money in our local businesses, that generates sales tax. It also allows, and I've always said this, is that tourism or visiting a community is some of the best economic development you can do, because people come to your community, spend money, and then they go home. So you don't have to build schools for them. You don't have to build some of the other infrastructure. And so it's a very, very clean form of economic development. In fact, it's one of the cleanest forms of economic development you can do.
Speaking of visitors, the Back Across Kansas riders are starting to get into town. I don't know that that'll be a huge amount of people, but just kind of watch out for them while we're thinking about it too. But let's go ahead and take a break. It's now about 9:50, and again, we have Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler with us, 537-1350 in our final segment with Lyle. If you have questions or comments, now's your last chance.